Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot.
Better make your ass come on top.
I'ma speak the word. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cash, chilling as dudes down. Tuesday, trying to kick back, relax, have a little fun, do what we do, make the day go by. Look at stuff, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, nothing much. What's going on with you? How's your day been?
Shit's been a long ass day. I'm chilling. Cool now. Shit. Fighting my eyelids.
Yeah. It's been one of them days, man. I've been out here on injured reserve for about almost two weeks now. So, man, I'm going to tell you, muscle relaxers, oh my God. I don't care what you do. I don't care how. I don't know the why. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just can't take them. But they, oh my God. Every time I take them, I feel like I'm just passing the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man,
are they helping?
Yeah. I mean, my rehab coming along real good. So hopefully by next week I'm up and moving around and I'm back to my usual self. But in the meantime, doctor told me take it easy. Don't lift no more than 10 pounds. So, hey, gotta do what the good doctor says. Yeah,
you don't have your health, what do you have?
All right, shit, bills.
That's it.
Bills,
how you doing?
Right, motherfucker, man, you could just be, bam, but the bills still gonna come. But that's why we do Sin City Radio, to get our minds up off the bills, at least for an hour and a half anyway.
Okay, all right.
Oh, boy. So, now, check this out. I mean, been going over this in my head, and I just got to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Being, like, okay, like, right now, for instance, like, you know, I'm kind of hurting a little bit, like I said, in the reserve, you know. When you're, like, in a relationship, do you ever take for granted, like, the person that you're with? And I mean, and if so, if you do take for granted, like, you know, maybe I usually take out the garbage, you know what I'm saying? But because my back was really hurt, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, you know, as a woman, would you expect me to take out the garbage? Or would you just be like, you know, like, okay, I see he hurt. All right, he can't do it right now.
That's how I would see it. I mean, injured is injured. Like I just said, if you don't have your health, what do you have? So if I got to, you know, do some of the things I don't normally, or that you normally do while you recovering, then that's what it is.
Okay. I was just wondering because, you know, a lot of people I've seen. I mean, I've seen talk. Now, some things I've seen for myself when it's like, okay, this is what I expect of you. Okay, I don't care if you're hurt or not. I don't care. You know, it's just like at some point in time you could be wondering, damn, you know, when do you look and say, okay, what about me? You know what I'm saying? What about me? And sometimes you just like, as a male, I think that's like one of our biggest problems is that we do go through that what about me syndrome. And so, all right, you got some men that don't deserve to say that because they don't do shit. But the motherfuckers that do, you know, it's like that what about me syndrome kicks in. And then it's like from there, you know, a lot of people will harbor, you know, bitter feelings. A lot of men do. You know, I'm talking to a lot of fellas and they like, you know, man, shit, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. Well, I couldn't do it. She want to get mad. She want to get attitude. So now, you know, I'm like, fuck her.
I mean, she said, fuck you.
I mean, shit, it really don't matter. I mean, shit,
it's not. I mean, a lot of people that's like, shit, like you said, this is what I expect from you, and that's what you need to do. No ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, you got some people in the world that's like that, that's like, shit. I don't give a damn what you're going through. Do for me. Do for me, do for me, do for me. You know? I think that's a pretty messed up way to be. Sometimes you have to give a person the benefit of the doubt. Okay, if I see that you know what I mean, you struggling to do things that are normal, you know what I'm saying, getting in the bed, getting out the bed, if you struggling to put your socks on or some shit like that, no, I'm not going to expect for you to help me with the groceries, you know what I'm saying, because, hell, you can hardly walk around the house.
Okay, I understand. But so what if I didn't live with you? What if I didn't live with you and you know, you expect me to come over? Would you be mad if I can't?
No, I ain't gonna be mad that you can't.
Okay. So, I mean, I just want to ask that, just get that out there. Man, look here. I'm
being that I don't live with you, I might wonder how serious it is, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to be mad at you. Like, well, damn, how fucking serious is it? I mean, that's going to cross my mind. Well, it must be pretty bad. You know what I mean? You can't even come see me.
I mean, yeah, what if I told you that. Yeah, it's bad, you know. I've been to the hospital, you know. I'm constantly going back and forth to the doctors. Yeah, it's bad.
I say it's hard enough for you to do what you got to do, so. You got to have that benefit of doubt. And if, you know what I'm saying, if you don't recover, then shit, you're going to be down a whole lot longer than anybody would like for you to be. And that's going to be bad for business all around.
I concur. I totally concur. So, I mean, what's been going on with you? Anything, you know, any questions, comments, anything you want to get off your chest, anything you done seen going around, you want to holler at? Wait, man, hold on, before I finish that sentence. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my boy, Molly Mall. What's happening with you, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's been up with you, man?
Oh, man, nothing. How's everybody's Thanksgiving?
Mine was pretty enjoyable. I got a chance to kick back and relax.
Okay, that's always a good thing. You had to work?
Yeah.
Okay. If people had to work, too, I was just lucky to get mine. That was my day off, you know, so I lucked out.
Yeah, trust me, I've been down that road.
Yes, you know.
Been down that damn road. Like, motherfuckers eat turkey and dressing and carving up the ham. You got a bag of Doritos and a motherfucking Gatorade walking my family. Yeah, I've been down that road.
Yeah, it's a damn thing we got to work, you know. If I could hustle and get away with it, I would do it, too, boy, in a heartbeat.
You know the thing. You don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah, you got that right.
Molly, what's been going on with you, man? I mean, you got anything you want to hit on? Anything you want to holler about?
No, not really. I just heard something interesting on the radio show during the holiday, and it was talking about something I experienced too. You know, when you, especially when you're younger, I always went to people's houses a lot for Thanksgiving. And you ever get like some food, you know, at somebody's house, and you tried your best not to be rude, but you know, you just couldn't eat it.
You know what? In that case, I'm just gonna talk a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? If I'm biting that food is just like, I'm going to just spark up a conversation, and I'm just going to get to talking like I'm really into this in-depth conversation. And then when they be like, well, what you look, you know, I'm like, damn, you know, let me just wrap this up. I'm going to take this with me. You know, and it got cold. I'm going to put my take it up, wrap it with me. Shit, get to the crib, throw that motherfucker straight in the garbage.
I never even thought about that. Yeah. Shit.
I'm not wrong. Get it to the dog. Are y'all the kind of people, I guess not, Kaz, I guess you just said it, but I kind of always wondered about that. Like, sometimes you wonder, well, I know I can cook, so, but sometimes I just wonder, like, do people eat the food just not to be rude sometimes, or do it really be good to them? I don't know. That was interesting.
You know, I've had
some people just, you know, gobble it down just not to be rude.
Exactly. I just told you, that's my message. I bite into it, and that shit horrible. I'm going to be talking about the kids, the job, shit, what's been going on. I mean, I'm going to say some shit. Hey, man, you know what, man? Hey, shit, homie. Man, let me holler at you, man. You know, man. Shit, man. Shit, this man, keep tripping. See, here's a good one. Because, see, now, like, especially if it's, your partner, and that's his old lady, you'd be like, man, I don't know if she cheated on me or what, man. Fish, she just ain't been acting right. So now, you know, he's going to get up in that conversation. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, homie. You know, we're going to go off to the side. So now I'm, you know, holding the plate. Then I'd be like, well, let me just put this plate down right here. Now I'm into this conversation. You know, I'm going deep off up in it, man. I don't know. Man, I think I found a number. I'm not sure whose number it is. Oh, shit. You know, of course, if that's your guy, some motherfucker you cool with, he's going to try to console you. Or, you know, whatever type of method he's going to get. So by the end, your food cold. All right, man. I'm going to wrap that up, man. I don't even feel like eating that, man, after talking to you.
Okay. You know?
And, hey.
That's smooth right there.
Right, you'd had that whole conversation. Hey, you walked out, and hey, you ain't got to touch that shit no more.
Because I done had some dressing, man. Everybody can't make dressing. You know what I'm saying? I done had some dressing, boy. Hot damn it, look, you got oysters in it or some shit. Like, man. Oysters and cranberry sauce all over the top. Like, man, what the?
Thanksgiving is not the day to be watching motherfucking what's her name, Rachel Ray. This is not the day for that shit.
I want some down home cooking. I don't want none of this new shit. But
yeah.
I mean, but that's just like, I mean, with that, I apply that method to a lot of shit. That's just like if you meet a chick. You meet a chick and it's just something about it is just really fucked up. Something about it is really fucked up. And you don't want to fuck with it like that. Apply that method to it, too. Well, I mean, fellas, too. See, with women, y'all, if you think, you'll find out if you apply that method with a man, it'll be a whole lot easier to get rid of them than what y'all try to do. I mean, think about it. If you apply that method, liquor store, let me ask you. How many times have a motherfucker tried to talk to you that you ain't want to be bothered with? But, I mean, you went on the game that, look, I don't want to be bothered. I got a man or whatever scenario he came with. And, shit, he I mean, he said something real fucked up. Well, you know, well, fuck it. Well, he just keep being persistent.
That's true.
Well, you know, fortunately for me, that happens a lot, but I'll be at work when it happens. So, you know, I have the luxury of being at work. And so, you know, I can make work my reason to not stand there and keep talking. I got, you know, I got other customers. I got to get bottles or whatever the
heck. I'm just saying, what if you're, I mean, if you're in a store or something, you know. I mean, because I've done that with a woman. I mean, you know, I done talked to her, you know, a lot of this could be, I don't give no conversation, like, as far as me personally. You know what I'm saying? I give them that in general conversation, but it's a conversation. And, you know, you, yeah, hey, well, you know, I do got somebody, but, you know, it was nice talking to you. You know, that way nobody's feelings hurt. You know, you ain't got to be all mean and shit or nothing like that. You just go on about your business.
Yeah. Because you can feel that vibe off somebody. So you know you're going to sleep with somebody within the first 5 seconds or something with women be knowing. And dude, like, hey, it's somebody I don't want to talk to at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
After the first couple minutes, like, shit, bro.
Oh, man, have you ever met one of them ones that, like, you see a picture of them, but the picture don't really, I mean, the picture don't coincide to who the fuck they are?
Yeah.
It's like, man, and that's why I say all these websites, that shit will fool you because they take their best picture, and that's the one they put on now. You know, and it's like, when you see them in person, it's like, you know, it's that person, but you're like, damn. Yeah. Hold your mouth at that angle that you held on that picture, because right now, look at your mouth.
Well, even the talk, you know, if you see somebody and they got their glasses on and got their little hair updos and got the, like, professional look like they're a dang on NASA scientist or some bullshit, and when you get to talking to them, hell, you know, you look this way, but your mouthpiece on you. Yeah, like, oh, my goodness.
You look a whole lot smarter than you are.
Oh, yes. Oh, you can't get fooled by them glasses. Everybody wearing them glasses now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know some of the dumbest motherfuckers walk around with them glasses on. I'd be like, really? And you can tell it. Then this is the part that really fucked you up is when you get close up to them, there's no fucking lenses in them. You be like, really? Really? Okay.
That's crazy.
I mean, seriously, I didn't see a couple of girls, like, on their pictures, you know, that had the glasses on, you know, and they pose and is that, like, you see them and, like, okay, she got the same glasses on. But the glasses has no lenses in them. Like, okay. Now, Marley, I've been criticized by women that say that I'm too bougie or this. I mean, the average female never tells me that. I've never heard that from the average female. But the quote unquote hood females, they always say that I got this attitude or I'm kind of bougie or something like that. Now, grew up in the projects, done project motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My whole life. But, I mean, I'm not saying, and Lord knows, it was some females out in the projects that was not, even though they stayed out there, they kept themselves in a nice manner.
Exactly.
Now, I'm sorry. I just can't deal with no motherfucking. Okay, perfect example. If I call you, what you doing? Shit, I'm having a session with my niggas.
Yeah, right? I can't.
So you mean to tell me you're smoking weed with what? Anywhere from 4 to 6 people, yeah, they all matching me.
Yeah.
Okay. They going all match.
I don't want no broad to be doing the exact same thing I would do with my niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because at the end of the day, and I don't know if liquor store choose to believe this or agree with this, but at the end of the day, one out of them five motherfuckers, one of them is trying to fuck you.
I think I would agree to that.
Three out of five, at least.
Right. That's more like it.
Right, and that's my thing. It's like, really, you really trying to act like that ain't nobody trying to fuck you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, them just my niggas. Them just my boys. I can't stand that, dog. That's one thing that I have a pet peeve about that. That drives me crazy. I cannot deal with no woman. And then, man, I'm gonna tell you, I got another one. Now, I didn't always have this one, but the older I got, the more I developed it.
Mm-hmm.
A motherfucker put this shit on their hood.
Oh, okay.
And they put it on the hood.
Slapping their hands. I put that on everything in on Belden Avenue. Like, okay.
My God, on the G, that shit didn't. Wait a minute, how old are you? Stop it! Now, just stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, man, that shit, I'd be like, okay, it's time for me to move the fuck around.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what a lady does. You can't, you know what I'm saying, but you got to keep a lady like. I mean, hell, you want to play basketball, you want to fucking have a session with your niggas, okay. All that's fine and good, but keep a lady like. I mean.
Yeah.
Keep a lady
like. You can have your tomboy, you can have your tomboy stage when you 10 and 11. Shit.
Yeah,
right.
but don't kill the mood because you a tomboy.
Yeah.
Don't forget you a lady, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm just saying, I'm
a football fan and I'm a wrestling fan and I don't give a shit. Okay, I'm sitting there and I'm watching a football game. And yeah, you know, sometimes you get hype, but it's still a ladylike way to be hype. You know what I mean? You don't have to kind of like nigga just because you're enjoying the game. You just don't.
I mean, my whole thing is I just don't. I mean, I'm not going to even call them, I'm not going to even say I don't like hood females. I just don't like, I don't like gangsters. I don't know no fucker that's going to try to fight me. I mean, she. Like, if I be like, just say, fuck Young Jeezy. Motherfucker, what the fuck you mean, fuck Young Jeezy? That's the realest nigga out here. What? What the fuck did you just say to me? And as I got older, I'm understanding the age thing, too. Now, I see a lot of these cats, you know, just my age or older with these girls that's in their 20s. Now, my thing with that is other than sex, I can't see nothing in common.
Nothing in common.
And you know what? Honestly, sexually, they really don't have a whole lot in common either. For a 20-year-old woman. Yeah, she might be able to do this and do that, but she still don't have as much experience as a 40-year-old man. You know, she's still in that fucking mode. She don't know how to make love. She don't know how to be, you know, passionate and fucking seductive like that. I mean, I ain't gonna say she don't know how, but she's still in the learning process.
Yeah, ain't got that much experience in it.
Right.
I mean, when the motherfucker said that, and I mean, okay, like that's just like you go in a situation where I think about us being older now, you know, it's like I'm here to please. let me please. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's probably been situations where, like, okay, liquor store, it's probably situations where, you know, you may not been in the just be mood. You know what I'm saying? But because this your man, because this is what he wants, well, let me cater to him to that extent. You know, well, you got a motherfucker 20. And I've seen it because it's like, well, you know, motherfucker, like, well, shit, I'm gonna go home, lay up. You know, man, ain't nobody trying to fucking no motherfucking 3 o'clock in the motherfucking afternoon, man. What the fuck, man? Y'all get the fuck out of here. What? I mean, really, and even but see now, even if an older woman, she wouldn't come like that. She would, well, baby, you know, I got some things I need to take care of. Let me go do this first, and then, you know, later on. Motherfucker, yeah. Just straight out that, man, ain't nobody trying to fuck no pig like no. I'm trying to go and get my motherfucking blood. Shit, I'm finna go and smoke. I'm finna go have a session with my people. Nah, I mean, come on, man. We in our 40s, and it's like, what the fuck? I mean, a session with your people? You rather have a session with your people and chill with your man? What's going on with you?
I love when you go ahead and have that session. Yep. When you go ahead and have that session and don't come back.
Exactly. I mean, and but now, and to their defense, I mean, they just don't know. You know, but then my thing is look how shit. When you got society like that we got right now, how would they ever know?
Yeah.
You know, how they gonna know when? I mean, my thing is, and I mean, I know we did it too, but I say this with conviction because I truly believe our generation probably was the last generation that had some motherfucking sense.
It's starting to seem that way because even the mugs that was, you know, I graduated in 1992. My sister graduated in 1997, and just some 5 years difference, bro. Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, I could agree with that. See, I graduated in 91, so,
okay.
You know, and it was just like, you know, I think that, I mean, our generation, even like I said, I think our whole demeanor towards women are different. I mean, yeah, we got our ways to us. I mean, who don't? But it's like, you know, I mean, when we used to, you know, you would get on your boy's ass if, you know, if there's a group of girls and here you and your fellas, you know what I'm saying? And your fella gets to calling one of them a bitch, you'd be like, man, cool out, hold on, bro. Don't fuck with
sure,
no. Everybody.
Yeah. You and her had that out on y'all's own.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
what I'm saying? You ain't messed up for everybody else.
Right. Nah, man, I see motherfuckers. When I seen a motherfucker jump a girl, I was like, I'm through.
You know what? That just happened to my one friend from work, man. She, her daughter 19. And she 19, she a little skinny little something. I think she wear like a, you know, like you know, young girls. I think she probably wore like a 5 or a 6. These niggas jumped her for her Jordans, man. Three of them. While she walked down the street and holding her baby. I said, this don't make no damn sense.
Yeah, that's what I said, man. It was just like, it was off limits. You didn't mess with older people and you didn't mess with females.
Even the G's didn't do it. Oh, we ain't gonna shoot nobody, no kid, no old folk, you know?
Right. Now it's like, man, it's just like, I don't know, man, but then the first, but now at the same time, hold on. Timer, what's good, bro?
What's cracking, dog?
Chilling.
What's up, Timer?
Hey.
What's up, Mother Ma?
What's going on with you?
You look like the villain.
All right.
What y'all rapping on?
Oh man, we just sitting there kicking back, man. I mean, we trying to figure out the difference between the societies, especially as far as like the women today and yesterday.
Okay.
Nah, I mean, like we were saying, you know, it's like I've never been the type that ever had the thugged out chick. I never wanted the thugged out chick. I don't really think it was even too many. I don't even think it was too many women back in the day back then that was just like, fuck it. I mean, you had a couple, but it wasn't to the point where they were just straight, just like gang banging, carrying guns and all this shit. I can't be with no chick that got a motherfucking heat on their hip. I just can't.
I feel you.
What you gonna do, baby? You could at least have a little
22
on her purse, but
909
on her hip.
No, if you walk around with a 9 on your hip, shit, what's happening? To me, that's a throw off. Now, if you got it in your purse, I ain't tripping. But if you got it on your hip, on your side, like you know, like we would carry it, nah, I can't do it, man.
No, I'm straight on that. I blame the parents, man. These people nowadays, their raise is different than when we was coming up. That's what I'm saying.
They raise very different now.
Right, you can't even hit your kids, man, without going to jail. When we was growing up, that was just a part of life. That's just the way it went. You got your ass whooped.
Everybody was hitting you. From the people
at right.
school. To somebody, when you was going home, you get your ass whooped by Miss Johnson, and then you get your ass whooped when you get back home.
Exactly. The next door neighbor whoop your ass and take you home, and then tell on you. And then you got to take two ass whoopers for that's double jeopardy. That's just illegal.
What you say? I can't be tried for the same crime twice. What the fuck?
Exactly. Why am I taking an ass whooping for the same shit? This is the third ass whooping I done got.
This ain't murder, so there are statutes of limitation.
I blame these old punk ass parents, man. You know, I mean, look at it like this, man. When the mama and the grandmama can go out together and party, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you 16. Because I drive a school bus, so I drive teenage mothers to school, right? That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these girls, man, they seniors. Seniors in high school already got two kids. Already. Mm-hmm. And they just seniors, man. It's crazy.
And they ain't think nothing of it. And they ain't think nothing of it is.
Man,
I mean,
I'm telling you, dude.
On their way about to make another one.
Mm.
One girl got two, one got one, and got another one on the way. I'm like, wow, where the hell is y'all parents? Because you know what I'm saying? Look, one is a mistake. I look at it like this. My daughter had a kid in high school. That's okay, you fucked up. That's a mistake. The second one,
yeah.
That's my fault. Because it should have never happened twice.
Yeah, because somehow... You made it too easy for her to think like, well, okay, well, shit, this ain't hard. Shit, I can mess around and party and mess around and have another one.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Mom and dad take care of it, you know? Like, shit. Mm-mm.
And the parents are scared of the kids. They scared of
them. Oh, yeah.
I was scared of my mama. You know, just like you, dog, you scared of your mama, too.
Oh, now, right. Hands down.
These motherfuckers ain't scared no more. They ain't scared, man. That's the problem. I'm like Bernie Mac, man. I'll fuck a kid up.
I was afraid of my mama, and I was, what's the word? I was afraid, of course, but I was more ashamed when, like, my grandma got on me, you know, because. Your grandmama always hold you up in so high regard, you know, because, you know, you the grandbabies, and I ain't never want to make my grandma be like, you know, this little boy ain't shit, you know?
Right.
When she got on me, it hurt.
It's supposed to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that one. I mean, I had a pretty rough grandmama, so.
Yeah, my grandma, I mean, it was like, oh, my goodness.
I never got a woman by my grandmama. My grandmama ain't never hit me.
Well,
and I remember anyway.
You know, we all had two grandmothers, but my mom's mom is probably the one that had the biggest effect on me. Now my dad's mom, hey, bless her heart, Mary is something else. Mary is something else. Mary, tell you, don't call me grandma, call me Mary. You know, hey, I'm being honest. If anybody ever listens to the show, they know that shit. My grandmama throw two pistols. Well, she did.
Yeah.
She got up in age now. Shit, Mary told two pistols. Hey, sit there with a 40-ounce Colt 45. And we'll look at you just crazy. Hey, if I walk, Father Time been over there for, he has a lifelong ban. He's never allowed back over there ever. He has a lifelong ban. He's not allowed in my grandma's house never again in life.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question, dog. Now, I know earlier you were saying you don't want no woman that carry a pistol on the side and all of that. Let me ask you this. You and your girl, y'all walking down the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get into it. You want your woman to swing with you?
No.
What about you, Molly? I mean, dude might, you know what I'm saying? Dude might be getting the best of you at this point in time. If you want to
get
your woman.
Nah, if he getting the best of me, I just have to take that the ass woman, you know, and she got to just either she gonna have respect for me for putting on my best, or she gonna lose some because she see me getting my ass whooped in front of her, you know.
Okay, now I ask that because most men, young or old, they always tell their woman, I want a woman that's gonna be down with me. This is her time to prove that she's down with you. You know what I'm saying? All right, nigga, so let's say me and you in a relationship. We in a relationship, right? And I'm constantly telling you, baby, all I want is somebody that's going to be down with me. That's all I want. And the time comes, I get into it with somebody. We swinging on each other. Do you think I want you to jump in it? Now, remember, I've been telling you I want you to be down with me no matter what. You got to have my back.
Okay.
Now, as a woman, do you think I want you to jump in it?
No, probably not. But that's when I go into my purse and I get that nine that I got in there and I obstruct on his dumb ass and he's going to leave you alone.
Damn, you want to go to jail for me? I want you to be down with me, but damn.
Hopefully I won't have to. Hopefully when he sees that, you know what I mean, this woman is standing here with a fucking, you know what I'm saying, with a gun to his head, he's going to realize, okay, he's, you know, all right, I should just go on here and let this be. Hopefully I wouldn't have to go there, you know, and actually use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's, like, it's going to cause more problems.
Yeah.
It just might, but do you want me to stand there and watch you get your ass whooped? And I know you don't want me to jump in and get my ass whooped, too. I mean, because if he whooping your ass, what's he going to do to me?
Right. He gonna beat the shit out of both of us. Both of us walking home now.
Yeah, but that's one fight I'm not going to lose. You might whoop my ass.
I'm down
for
you.
In front of my woman.
If I'm down for you, that means, you know, you got it rough right now, and I'm holding us down. I'm not complaining about it. Everything I do with a smile on my face. That's down for you. You know, we might go through our or whatever, but shit. They know you ain't shit because you ain't working, or you ain't shit because you don't do this and you don't do that. That ain't no none of that. you know, I still come home and I'm like, baby, what can I do for you? That's me being down for you.
Yeah, I can see the conversation now. You got an ice pack on the back of my head, a steak on my eye, looking at me like a bitch ass motherfucker. You can't even fight. What the fuck got your ground for? Thought my baby's gonna be okay. He just stuck. You ain't
shit. I mean, shit. Now if you know what I mean, you didn't even try to defend yourself. Yes, that's what you're gonna get from me. But shit, if I seen that you know, like Mari said, okay, you ain't just go down in the fetal position as soon as niggas started swinging. You know what I'm saying? You just got the best of you. You know what I mean? Shit. He was just a better man that day. Nah, that's not what I'm going to say to you. Not at all.
I ain't losing. I'm not losing in front of my woman. I refuse
gonna
to
fight,
lose that
fight. You're going to fight to you going to fight like you in a UFC championship when you got people burning.
He's going to be tired as hell. Like, this motherfucker won't stay down.
Yeah, I'm
losing in front of my woman. You know, you might whoop my ass one-on-one when ain't nobody around, but if my girl there, yeah, I'm not getting tired. We just going to go on until you quit.
I get tired. I'm not.
I'm not losing that fight. I mean, what you going to say at home? Oh, baby, you see you snuck me, right? You see you snuck me.
I didn't see that. It looked like he hit you while you was right there looking at him.
I was too busy with this ham sandwich in my hand. He just stuck him over in this sucker punch me.
Right. I'm trying to push you back. That's how I got hit.
Oh man, I remember that one. I
refuse to lose that fight. I'm not getting my ass with in front of my girl, and I'm definitely not losing in my house.
Mm-hmm.
The fight I would win.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, I don't want you to carry no guns in your purse and shit like that.
I mean, hell, if I'm registered and I'm, shit, it's legit for me to have a pistol, then so be it. I'm going to carry it. Why have a permit if I don't care? If I ain't carrying it.
Yeah, what if you get mad at me?
Hey, I'm not going to get mad enough at you to shoot you or not to bring you with no gun. Yeah.
That's what they say.
Exactly.
Well, you check yourself then. Shit, if you think that I'm crazy enough to up sharp on you, then you should probably not push me that far.
I need to get the fuck away from you. That's what I need to do if I feel like you can shoot me.
Exactly. Sure, no. We need to not be together no more. I ain't trying to shoot you.
Mm-mm.
Right, I'm walking down the street. We walk down the street. My cousin ran up on me. Give me a hug. Who is this bitch?
I just seen that. It ain't the same thing, but somewhat similar. I was watching. Was it Wendy Williams or it might be on that 50 Cent website that one of these dudes killed? I guess he shot his girl and then killed himself because he thought his girl was messing around with Trey Songz or something. I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's that rapper, the one I've never really heard of him, but it was the rapper. I guess he was down with Floyd Mayweather, the money team,
right,
or something.
I just read about that. Mayweather supposed to have seen it on FaceTime or whatever.
FaceTime or something. I'm like, come on, man, it's crazy.
That's some fucked up shit to witness,
that's
man.
That's fucked up. I mean, I love my wife to death, but if she supposed to slip a damn Trey Songz, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take my ass off to the damn corner, cry it on out. And
hopefully leave.
And you know what I'm saying, live another day, you know. You ain't gonna make me kill myself because you want that.
Right.
You want to go out there and do something crazy, you know.
My ex-wife cheated on me, man. I didn't shoot her or myself. I wanted to shoot her, but I wasn't gonna shoot myself. I'm just saying, I thought about it.
If I can't have you, can't nobody have you or me.
Yeah, that crazy stuff. Man, ain't no way in the world, man.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, man.
Crazy.
I actually see that shit on the computer, man.
Yeah, but I hope Trey Songz is going to pay your Mickey Ficken bills, because I ain't.
Well, the article I read didn't mention no third person. I mean, the dude said that he was telling Mayweather he thought she was cheating.
Yeah.
You know, he had proof that she was cheating with somebody, but he never said that.
Yeah.
The article I read never said the name.
The one I read said Trey Songz, supposedly that she was.
Yeah,
he thought she was messing with him.
I've seen that too. And I was like, me personally, I've never heard of the guy. I don't know who he is. I'm like, God damn. It was a murder-suicide, right?
Yeah.
So he killed her. He killed himself and her.
Yeah.
Right. God damn.
Just like old girl that killed Steve, you know what I'm talking about, Steve McNair.
Yeah, the quarterback.
You know? Yeah. She couldn't
have him. I don't think she killed herself, though.
Yeah, she shot his ass first, and then she killed herself.
Damn.
You know what? They're going to have to find me, because
I can't do it, man. I just can't
do it. I might pop the shit out of you, but I just can't. Now it's my turn. Now it's time to pull the gun on me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, you ain't got to worry about talking about it. Did they find him? Nah, he on the run.
Oh man, y'all silly man.
That is not happening, dog.
Man.
I'm not.
Can I do
I'm not. Not. You know what? I hope I never go into that much of a rage where I would actually feel like, okay, I would kill you. You know, I know men make reference to that a lot, like, which I do. You know, I hope I never get myself to that point where I go in much of a rage to be like, I'm finna kill this bitch right now. I mean, you know, but if I did, I'm sorry. The buck stops there. That's it. There's no more killing. I'm doing no
there you
killing.
Go. I done watched too much no CSI. I know how to get away with the perfect murder.
You know?
Right, shit. I could probably go to sleep. I had nightmares and all that shit. Okay, well, I guess God taking me away. He's going to take me away for what I done. But
yeah,
I'm sorry. It's not going to be by my hands.
My mom is not going to two funerals.
I mean, like I said, now I don't even believe in trying to. Me personally, I don't believe in that suicide thing. You know, where
damn.
I'm trying to make a person. I'm trying to make like a lot of times you have a lot of people try to make the police kill them. I can't see myself even doing that either.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as the freeze, I'm dropping the motherfucker. Here you go, man. There you go.
Yeah.
It's right there. Well, if I got it on me. I'm hands straight down. Pull the gun. I'm not pulling shit out. No.
I'm not doing murder suicide. I'll shoot myself in the shoulder. Say somebody broke in the house, shot her, then they shot me. And he dropped the gun.
I don't even think I can do the shoulder shot, dog. I'm shooting myself in the shoulder. I don't know, man. I don't have that threshold for pain like that.
Yeah, I don't know, boy.
You looking at a murder conviction, you shoot the shit out yourself.
See,
if you watch CSI, dog, you know how to get away with that shit, man.
If you watch CSI, then you know that they'll be able to tell that he shot himself because the trajectory is not going to be right.
That's why I watch the show, because now I know how to hold a gun. To make it look like somebody shot me.
Okay.
See, I'm laying on the ground. I'm laying on the floor already.
All right, OJ. And
I raised the gun up.
This is what I
would have done. This is what happened if I would have did it. That's the name of OJ's book. That motherfucker.
I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I mean, but. Dude was young, wasn't he?
He was 30. No, he was 34. She was 30.
Okay.
That's still
young, 34.
Man.
Yeah, that's real young.
I mean, shit, I mean, personally, I never heard the song. I never heard none of his music, but, you know, if I did, I didn't know it was him. I didn't know who it was, but shit.
Yeah.
I mean, from my understanding, he was on the uprise, right? He was making a come up.
Shit, I don't know. I ain't never heard of the dude till today.
Yeah, he might be on the come up if he's messing around with Floyd Money Mayweather, you know.
Right, he was on the money team. Wait a minute, fellas. Selena, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. Y'all come back tonight.
Man, we trying to figure out the rapper guy that killed his girlfriend and killed himself. Do you know anything about him?
It was the one. They were married.
Really? I read it on the computer, but, you know, I never even heard of neither one of them.
Me neither. They didn't see
that.
You
was trying to hit the flow.
See, I'm not being so stupid.
No,
I don't watch a lot of TV.
I've heard of the show.
He was a star on Hit the Flow.
He or she was?
She was.
She was.
Okay, and he was, I guess he's supposed to be an up and coming rapper, right?
Yeah. And he was supposed to be, Floyd Merriweather boy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for Floyd to have him in the entourage, he had to be part of the money team.
That's what the article said. The article said he was part of Mayweather's team.
Okay.
They didn't even say nothing about coming and shit. It was like he was made already. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Well, now here's my thing. Now, okay, let's just say that she did cheat. Now, I'm not a rapper. You know, I've never experienced that type of life, but I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty damn sure that if I was a rapper and I experienced that type of life, I'm pretty sure I've been had my fair share of females.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But so for you to be that mad at that one female and she's in the game too, you know, she's an actress and, you know, I mean, come on, man.
They said she messed around with Trey Songz over a year ago and he just couldn't get past it.
Man, quit.
Whoa. It was a year. It wasn't nothing current?
No, it was over a year ago. And it was just like they separated, got back together. They were trying to work it out. But this time, you know, it was like she couldn't get over the shit. I'm like, damn, let's try something. Wow.
Somebody had to tell him something. Somebody had to tell him. He couldn't kill her for some shit that happened a year ago.
Right. So I know me, I probably would have played a part in that, because I know he would have came up in the crib, I'd have been like,
you're an ass.
Too soon. That was too soon, y'all.
That was not called for.
Too soon. Okay, well, fine. I mean,
but no, man. Let me set the scenario, dog. Me and you've been friends a long time. You know a lot of personal stuff about me. I know a lot of personal stuff about you.
Right.
We rapping. I'm telling you, man. I'm hurting. She doing this. She doing that. And I put the phone down, and you just hit gunshots.
Right.
Did that shit fuck you up?
Yeah.
Later, you hear I'm dead. She's dead. The dog dead. The cat dead.
Yeah, I would be fucked up behind that dog. I really would.
I do like
how
50 came at Floyd, so I like that. What 50 said to Floyd on his little tweet thingy.
I didn't hear what he said. What did he say to him?
It's just like, you know, you still my little brother, and don't let nothing like that, you know, don't let nothing going on. You know, we going to fall out or whatever, but I don't ever want to hear about you doing no shit like that, basically. And I was like, I better have no shit.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Who said that?
Well, 50 had tweeted it or Instagram, whatever the hell that stuff is, on their Insta tweets thing. I don't know what that shit is.
But, yeah, because, you know, 50 and Floyd been into it lately.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. You know, that was cool of him to say that. That was cool.
Right. I mean, you know, right, because he knows he's going through a thing. Man, now, all jokes aside, no, I don't think I even know how to come back from that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, no.
For real.
I really wouldn't. I mean, like you said, we've been friends for over 30 years. So for you to sit there and, you know, I'm trying to talk to you and you put the phone down and I hear these gunshots and they tell me, well, he killed her and he killed. No, I wouldn't know. Because I would be thinking like, damn, what could I have done?
Right.
You know, you instantly would feel guilt. Like, damn, could I did more to stop him? What more could I have done?
You couldn't because, you know, I said the same thing with who had passed. You know what I'm saying? I was the last person he talked to, and he told me what was up. And I'm like, you know, that shit is for the birds. But, you know, I always say, you know, play back that conversation. Like, damn, what can I say to make that boy sit his ass down? But, you know, that's all in God. You know, that's all in God's plan. There's nothing
you can
really do. So.
And I understand what you're saying with that because I've seen him too, you know, and I told him, don't go.
Yeah, me too. Shit.
No,
me too.
When he told me the scenario, I was like, shit, you know, let them handle that.
Right. I'm like, that ain't got shit to do with you.
Not a motherfucking thing. But you're right. I mean, okay. And only thing in that scenario, it was like, okay, you went to you got caught in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
Whereas in this one is more like you created it. You created
it. Right.
So it's like, damn. How do you wrap your? I mean, because you know me, you, everybody else from the hood. You know, we came to grips with what happened. You know. But how do you come to grips with what happened when it's like this is a scenario. This is a realm he created.
Right.
This is him. He did this. Nobody but him.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn. I wouldn't know what to do. I'm serious. I really wouldn't know what to do.
I'll go
grab me a Bible. Sure. And pray that.
I think he's gonna be fucked up for a long time over that shit.
Yeah, I think he will too.
I don't know if he actually saw it. But he was talking to the dude, and dude just got up and walked away, and then seen no shots.
That's fucking terrible. That's terrible. That is terrible. I can't never. You never can say never, but I can't even see myself taking me out, let alone somebody else. That's terrible. That's horrible.
That's just like. You know, I mean, and I know, you know, we all, everybody did their dirt, but I don't know. I think if I ever did get, if, you know, if this Sin City thing ever hit global, I don't think I can see myself just like, okay, well, I want her. I want somebody in the limelight. I don't. Because everything, you're under a microscope with everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
life in the public,
right? And the minus, I mean, you got to go through the rumors, the accusations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take Jay-Z, perfect example. I mean, it didn't really go nowhere. It didn't really the rumors didn't flourish. But any of y'all ever remember like a while back when him and Cameron was beefing? Cameron put out the rumor that why he's sitting over there acting like this, that, he know Usher's fucking his old lady.
What? Usher and Beyonce?
Yeah, you know, and Cameron put that
in that
out,
Naughty
so,
Girl video.
Mm-hmm. I heard he was fucking with Beyonce first.
Right, and now here it is. It's like, you know, whether it's a rumor or not, you know, y'all, you know how the public's going to feed into it.
Yeah.
know. So now it's like, damn, man. Now, you know, now everybody take the stabs at you talking about the old lady fucking Usher. And, you know, it's like, now, you know, now, and I mean, because she's so up in the public, you know, it's like, man, I don't think I could deal with that. It's like, it's only room for one star in this house. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't see me and another star. I mean, I just think, if nothing else, I think our egos would clash.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on my song number one. If my shit number one, then goddamn, I'm a big dog of the house.
That's why you don't get to there.
Yeah, but like I said, now you had this chick come out earlier this year talking about she used to fuck Jay-Z.
She used to what?
Know, she used to fuck Jay-Z. She had the little song out talking shit.
Oh, yeah, that's black shit.
Yeah, I mean, but nevertheless, it was an allegation that I'm pretty sure he had to, you know, he had to go, oh, so you fucked that ugly bitch.
Well, he's been linked to a lot of different females lately.
You say what?
I say Jay-Z been linked to a lot of different females. That's supposed to be why him and the sister got into it in the elevator over, what's her name? Rihanna, whatever the hell her name is. Sierra, Rihanna, whichever one is still
alive.
Right.
And then I was hearing that they say Beyonce now have a drinking problem. She's the one abusive to Jay-Z. So it's like, you know, we on the outside looking in. She a younger chick. You know, she probably be hitting Jay-Z like, you know, I used to fuck with such and such. I don't need your old ass. You know what I'm saying? So,
did you see that video? Did you see the video they showed when she was drunk? I don't know if she was drunk or high, but man, she was gone.
Yeah, was not back and forth.
She was gone. But I think it was on TMZ or somebody showed it. She was
a name or something. Yeah, I saw that. And it looked like Jay-Z was like, man, chill, B. Shit, we
exactly.
Up today. That family's going to be on. Yeah, I saw that.
He's like, somebody come and get her ass. God damn.
Right, but see, now, if she was an average, ordinary nobody, you know, just a pretty face, they'd be like, well, you know, Jay-Z, it wouldn't even been a big thing. But because it was Beyonce, oh, look at B. Look at B.
Yeah.
She's drunk. Beyonce. Beyonce is TMZ. If it was Susie from down the block, it'd be real star. Be different.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
She done gave a whole new definition of drunk in love.
And the crazy
Man,
thing is,
she was gone.
Yeah, she was hot. She was
hot.
I'm
hey, I got another rumor for you. I got another one. I mean, this is my boy. I love my. I think he's the best entertainer since Michael Jackson. But did y'all read the article where R. Kelly called Bill Cosby?
Yes, I posted that on my page. The audacity, and he picked it on your.
R. Kelly. I love.
I've seen that on your page. Oh man, I seen that on your page, boy. You gave me a laugh. I laughed my ass off. Boy, I'm like somebody made this a secret. This is a secret.
He out here pissing on the kids.
Right, you pissing on kids. Yeah. You gonna say, Bill ain't shit. Really?
Right.
You should be trying to defend. That's why I say that. You know what? That was something. So I believe that was fabricated. Because if I'm R. Kelly, there's no way I ain't touching that. No comment.
Yeah,
no
comment.
I don't think that was real.
Yeah.
I don't think it was
funny
real.
As fuck. It was funny as fuck. Well, I laughed. I had tears in my eyes. I was laughing so hard when I seen that shit. I say, R. Kelly didn't just say this shit, did he?
Nah, he ain't say that shit, man.
Man,
I'm a huge R. Kelly fan. I know he didn't touch that.
Man, would you think about it now? You are dead, and you're fresh off the heels of this Aaliyah movie, where they done already made you a pedophile in the Aaliyah movie.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
And we seen in the video pissing on the little girl with the Reeboks on.
Right. So now you really going, oh, Bill ain't shit. Man.
Right. And I don't believe Bill did that.
Shit. I don't either. I don't believe it.
I can't see
why the hell you wait 50 years to come out with this shit? You know
white
what?
White women, they were crucifying him a long time ago.
No, now see, this is what I goes back to what I said last week. If you like by the people, shit, you have unlimited power. Now I'm not gonna I'm not gonna haul out this Illuminati shit, but yeah, I do believe that, you know, I mean, people in power. But then now this last allegation. They say the girl was 15. Okay, now my first question is, you're 15. What the fuck was you doing as you have this Playboy mansion at 15?
Exactly.
Come on now. Y'all keep saying that she was at the Playboy mansion at 15? What? Hell, y'all need to be getting on half's ass. Why ain't nobody getting nothing to help? Why y'all trying to have 15 years? Yeah, exactly. Where your mom at?
Exactly. And that's just like, you know, I don't know if y'all remember the show called Seventh Heaven back in the day.
I never watched it.
Yeah.
I watched that shit, not by choice.
Yeah.
Can't afford to watch it.
The dude
every fucking episode, every fucking season.
The dude
he was a pervert.
He was a pervert. And he admitted.
Which one?
Who?
The
dad.
The
dad?
The main character. Yeah, a dad, yeah.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
He was messing around with little girls, and he got busted. Yeah. And then
I can't wait to tell my wife that shit. She love that fucking
shit. They ain't do nothing to him. Nothing.
He actually got caught?
He got caught and everything. But somehow he settled out of court.
And you know, they end up being water under the bridge.
Exactly.
Well, like I said, in the situation with Bill, I mean, evidently Bill just not Bill.
He ain't white enough.
No, you know what? I think now, and you know what? You just hit the nail on the head. That's what I was really trying to say, Bill. Now you trying to reach out to the black communities again, Bill? You ain't fucked with the brothers in a minute. Now you want to be like, oh, the black people need to do this, the black people. Bill, you need to mind. And they probably looking at it like, Bill, you need to mind your business now. You America's dad. Now you trying to act like you want to be all motherfucker. You was the Martin Luther King. Now you trying to be the Malcolm X. All right, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We're going to turn you into the Jesse Jackson.
Right.
I don't think he did it. I think he got a raw deal just like Tyson. I don't think Tyson did it either. I think they both called a raw deal. I mean, why wait 50 years?
Exactly. My whole point. I mean, Bill did the shit. I mean, shit. Come on, man. He's sticking that pudding pop wherever he can find it. Boy,
he sleeping up there, but I don't think he had the drug, not near one of them.
Exactly.
Bill Cosby.
Hey, Bill probably had the motherfuckers in his hands shaking them like sunflower seeds. You want one? Shit, here you go. Shit. Nah,
I don't think he did it.
Man, look at Bill is human. Bill's a man just like me and you.
Yeah.
Bill ain't that.
Yeah, okay,
I mean,
true enough, but I ain't never raped no damn body.
I'm not saying Bill raped them, but he fucked them. Now,
that's probably no doubt.
Now the rape allegation, yeah. Now they just try. I believe what they trying to show them. Oh, motherfucker, we made you. We can break you.
I don't think he did it, man.
I mean, just think about it. I mean, the Cosby Show has never been off the air since it first aired back in what 84, 85?
84. Yeah, 84, 85.
It has never
been
off the air. Now here it is. What 2014? Everybody just snatched the shit off. They didn't.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Both came down here to Indianapolis. IU. Well, now we're going to cancel you, Bill. They
taking everything from them, man.
Yeah.
The colleges ain't fucking with them no more. You know, he's a big dude on education.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But see, now see, and that brings my point back again. he was a big thing on education. But once he got to talking about black education, I ain't been down.
No, yeah, that's not true. Down. Bill Cosby supported all the black schools, man, down south,
yeah,
man.
And the white ones, too.
Bill, yeah, well,
look here.
He
Bill
still supported the brothers.
Okay, he didn't. Okay, Bill gets on TV telling them, okay, stop all the sucking and jiving. Stop doing this. Stop doing that. Nah, motherfucker, that ain't your place. That ain't your place, Bill. You're America's dad. Stay America's dad.
I disagree with you, sir.
Okay, all right. So what other reason all of a sudden? Because they ain't getting no money. So, I mean, ain't nobody even suing them. I mean, ain't nobody even taking them to court. So why else would they do it? What's your take on why all these 20, 30 women that came out talking about Bill raped me?
Because I think what it was he was supporting them, and then he stopped. I think that it's all about money, man. He was supporting them women, man, picking them some down there every month. You know, a couple G's here, a couple G's there.
Man,
his wife like, all right, they've been 50
woman
years.
You think I'm finna take that woman for 50 years, 20
oh,
women
no,
for 50
no.
years? Man, please. Come
hey,
on,
man.
You
rich folks, that. Man, they do stuff like that.
Nah.
He was going to start his own network, I heard. He was going to start his own network like Oprah Winfrey. And, you know the rule is only it's only room for one. If we already got Oprah, your black ass ain't going to be trying to start an old network, and, you know, because that's major money. And
right.
No matter what it is, the white man do not want to let go of no power to nobody black. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, it sounds like some Illuminati shit.
You know what? I keep trying to go around the Illuminati. I keep saying, but now my thing is, Bill, I mean, hell, you know, I mean, we live in a society where white is right, you know, just like Bill, like I said, with Bill, you didn't see color. You didn't see color. It was just, oh, that's Bill Cosby. It's very few people that gets that status. You have Bill Cosby, and everybody, and they let them know. When they fuck up, they let them know. All right, motherfucker. Now we got to show you that. We got to show you what your real status is. Another motherfucker, Tiger Woods. Remember?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Oh no.
Tiger Woods. You didn't see color.
Nothing down there.
I mean, white people love Tiger Woods just as much as we did. Hell, I think white people love him more than us.
But I think they did.
When Tiger got to fucking up and got to talking all crazy, acting all crazy, all right, Tiger, let's knock you down a peg. Now, motherfucker,
yeah.
he can't hit the ball if his life depended on it. Nah, and hey, I know that we do go everywhere, and we are like nationwide. So I got this to say, and I know if it ever get to him, I'd be the first one to tell you. This message goes out to The Rock. Don't be fucking with them white hoes, cause he's next. I'm telling you.
Who is that?
The Rock. The Rock.
Why is there so?
No, Rock is not white. The Rock is black and Samoan.
Black and Samoan, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was black and white.
Nah, he's black and Samoan. He has no white in him.
Mm-hmm.
So
we all got white in us.
Well, you know what I mean. That is a mess.
Don't believe that. That is a damn mess.
But,
I ain't got no white
feet. You got something.
I do want to set the record straight. I need you to set the record. What do you mean The Rock is next? What, The Rock ain't doing shit. He's just making movies.
Man, The Rock is like one of the biggest action heroes out there now.
Right. So why do you think he's a target?
Because when you see The Rock, a lot of people don't see him as perfect example. You don't see him as a black man. You just see him as The Rock.
Exactly. They don't see him as black. They don't see Will Smith as black either.
Right. Will Smith, The Rock, they don't look at them as like, okay, he's a great black actor. No, he's just a great action star.
Mm-hmm.
Now Wesley was like, oh, he's a great black action star. Wesley was there. They damn near put Wesley in there with the Hammer there, because he's so fucking black. He was damn near with the Hammer and Superfly. But The Rock, Will Smith, they done soared. I mean, hell, Disney had The Rock. You know, they put him in movies, the Tooth Fairy and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. Hey,
these are parts niggas don't usually get.
Right. Yeah,
you know what he say, man. As long as you don't talk about the Illuminati, you're good to go. So I'm pretty sure they learned their lesson from everybody else.
And that was
mm-hmm.
right. When you start saying I'm of color and I'm proud of it, then that's what it thought. Okay, well let's see how much your color gonna get you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, they didn't offer a lot of. Think about it, man. If you really think about it, like Tupac talk shit about the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Bun C talk shit about the Illuminati. Yeah. Look at Eminem. He ain't made a hit in 10 years. That shit's a motherfucker, man. But I ain't gonna lie, if I was richer, I'd be part of it. Straight up, I would. I mean, they take a motherfucker from nothing. Dirt poor.
I'd rather be poor if I gotta put up with that shit. Who wants to be rich and worship the devil, though? That's pretty much what they doing. I don't need all that real work.
I don't know what they do. You know, I got family members. I got family members in the Masonics, and I asked them, and they looked at me like, "Hey, man, you want to join?" But you know, I'm inquisitive. Well, what do you guys do? Well, we can't tell you. What you
mean, exactly.
You can't tell me.
Exactly. I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat. I got family that's in that. Family and friends is like, well. Do you want to join?
Mm-hmm.
You going to tell me what this is about? No, I can't tell you. Well, what the fuck? Why am I joining something I know nothing about?
Exactly.
You can't get me to do that. I'm sorry. That's not me.
And the main thing is like this. Hey,
now,
get you indoors that you can never get in.
Right, and that's what they tell me all the time. Look here. You get in that, you can go places you've never been. Or you can get, like you said, get indoors. And so now y'all know next week, Sin City moving to Sirius Radio. I know, fuck it, I done went on the sign. Well, y'all want to tell me before I sign any motherfucking thing you want to get.
Mm-hmm. I do that shit, I fake it. I can worship the devil and God at the same time. When I'm around them, I'm doing what they want me to do. When they ain't around, I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah, you do know it's a word for that blasphemy, right?
Shit, God know my heart.
Yeah, they going to know your ass, too. I don't know. I mean, everybody, because with that Illuminati shit, I mean, I don't like.
And they say Illuminati, you have to perform a homosexual act.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's what
no.
I'm about to get to.
Homosexual act, and you have to sacrifice nothing. You have to sacrifice something, and you don't even know the sacrifice, which meaning it could be a family member. You know what I'm saying? They said something about, like, if they wanted you to do something, whoever's your biggest influence in your life, they'll take them away from you. You know what I'm saying? And you already agreed that you will sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, somebody.
But see,
so,
you know what? You're using the key word. You used the key word several times in what you just said. They. We don't know if that shit true or not.
I mean,
well,
we don't.
Do you
want to
find
out? I don't
want
to find out either. Shit.
Right? Hell no.
How much are you willing to find out?
Exactly.
And how much money do you really need to be comfortable? Who the hell need? I mean, I don't need a billion damn dollars. If I had $1 billion, you know, I'd be trying to do something. They getting all their faces and shit fixed. You don't even recognize half these stars no more. They getting all these ass implants. Ain't happy. They done did so much that they ain't got nothing to do but screw they self up.
Yeah, damn Tamar Braxton like a damn Muppet.
Fantastic. I don't mind having that problem. Give me $1 billion.
I didn't have poor man problems all my life. I do want to know what it feels like to have some rich people problems.
Yeah. Not me. I love to be comfortable, no doubt, get up and go whenever I want to and, you know, fly here and fly there, but shit. I'd rather be rich. I don't need to be famous. I'll be rich though. I don't want to be famous, shit.
If you come to me and say, look, I'm gonna give you $2 million a year, you just have to come to 3-4 meetings. Fuck it, I'm there.
Oh my God, that's deep.
I'm there.
Ice packing all.
I'm there.
I'm telling you. Don't worry about it.
Okay, but what if it's a meeting with a room full of men wanting to screw you and screw you?
No, I'm not going.
But you already agreed to it. You spent that two million. If they gave you $2 million to go to the meeting, and you spent that $2 million, and you show up in the meetings, and it's a whole bunch of old ass white men with their dicks hanging out. You got to do it because you already spent their money, and you agreed to their meeting.
I've been having conversations with Tupac.
Me and Tupac be having conversations the next day. I ain't going that way. You got to kill me.
Give you some Listerine. Some Listerine to clean my mouth out, man.
Fuck that.
I don't know if that's true. I think it's just some taste you just can't wash out. I'm sorry. And I think that's probably one of them. I was just the way it is. It's just the fact that motherfucker was in there.
Cats like, damn, I'm going to get some damn diesel fuel to clean my mouth out of this
shit. Man, shit, I just stuck my tongue in some bleach. That's just still with me. I'd be like, God damn.
I don't believe that shit, man. I mean, I heard somebody told, I think it was you told me that Samuel L. Jackson had to do that shit to be in Star Wars. I can't see Sam Jackson doing that shit.
Hurry up, motherfucker. Put it in.
That's why he talks so loud. His rectum and his nasal. His rectum pushed in.
It was said that Sam was on that casting couch.
Sam what?
They said Sam was on that casting couch. Like, hey, look here, you want to be part of this Star Wars saga? Hey.
Especially where you came from. I can't believe it.
I just can't. See, this is what I don't understand. Now, you take Samuel Jackson.
Right.
But then, that's the first thing somebody say, okay, he on the casting couch to be a part of the movie. But you don't ever hear shit like that about Denzel. And he's one of the biggest black
stars. Oh, they say he's a
black guy. They said Denzel, man. They said Denzel back in, been in this back in his glory days.
Right. They say he ain't no bottom no more. He's giving dick.
They say he giving dick out now. He's been taking dick to glory.
Put them up, these niggas.
Right.
Puffy, that dude that used to hang around Puffy all the time, dude with the damn umbrellas, you know what I'm talking about?
Farnsworth Bentley.
Yeah, he said, hey, man, he said, we went to parties. Hell, Puff was back there in the room. Hell, women and men was coming out. I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah,
yeah, because I told you last time. My cousin said when he, because he and that little Hollywood stuff, and, you know, he'll come back and tell us all kind of shit what used to go on. And he was like, Jamie Foxx, he'll work the room with the dudes, and Jada Pickett will work it with the men. And say, Russell Simmons is the biggest fag, and he shut down people's careers and shit. If he want to screw you, you ain't Russell Simmons. If he want to screw you and you ain't with it, it's a wrap for your career. He was like a dude.
Who you talking about? Who you talking about again?
Russell Simmons. He said it was an upcoming model.
Because you're a black star, you got to be gay. Come on,
now,
man.
Now listen for, well, I'm just saying for word of mouth. My cousin, he modeling shit, you know, being a little films or whatever. He upcoming, and he was just like a guy he modeled with, Russell Simmons. You know, wanted will start buying him. Giving the dude little gifts and stuff. So when it was time, he wanted him to come to his house. And dude was like, you know, I ain't gay or whatever. And he was like, you know, he can't get work no more because he turned Russell Simmons down or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. Like, he can't do
well,
nothing.
I
can believe it, though, because, you know, I mean.
So
it's,
every
I mean,
black,
it's black
man in Hollywood is gay, huh?
No. I mean, because it's a whole lot of white dudes that I didn't know. You go on the websites. Like the dude from that show I always watch, White Collar, about them white collar crimes. Oh, dude is gay. I mean, he can have any woman. He can have any woman he wants, but he gay.
Well,
dude from Sheldon on Big Bang Theory, his ass is gay. You know,
that's all right.
Houser,
I mean,
he
you
gay.
Can be gay, but just because you, from what y'all telling me is, if you black. And you making movies and shit, you'd have to sleep with another man or somebody else.
No, you don't have to be black. You don't have to be black if you want to make that money. And it ain't even a black and white thing, shit. You got to bend over and take it like a man.
I'm just talking about the brother. I'm talking about the brother. Y'all said Samuel Jackson bent over. Denzel
bent over.
But
when it comes to that Duke shit, black, white, it's all nasty.
Well, if there's any consolation to you, they said Ben Affleck had to take it too.
Yeah,
I mean, it ain't just the brothers. We're just speaking on the brothers because we don't really give a fuck.
Right.
We're just speaking on the brothers, but no, it's not
it's
just
all
the brothers.
Top billing actors.
I don't believe
because
that.
Hollywood
really
is Hollywood is ran by gays, man.
I don't really not believe it or believe it, but it's just always a good conversation piece. I don't care. I know I ain't going up damn Hollywood Hill. That's crazy. A lot of it makes sense. You know, whoever putting the shit together, like on the internet, they really, you know what I'm saying, where they doing their research. And it's interesting to listen to and watch. It really is.
Well, a lot of people say I look like Forrest Whitaker. So if me and Forrest Whitaker did a movie together, I'm gay, huh?
Forrest Whitaker did that kissing game. He was in that Kissing Game movie.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
And my cousin also said he was on that one show. What is that show? It ain't Cheaters. No, I forgot. Hell Date or some shit. And he was like, it was dude approached him and offered him a check for like $20,000, some $1,000. And he was like, you know, what's this up for? He said, you know, I ain't with that gay. You know, I'm not gay. And he was like, BET ain't paying you that much. You better get with the fucking program. I said, wow. He
Ooh,
was like,
boy.
Yeah, they're bold with it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I said, wow.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, they've been cutting us off at 11, so yeah, we have to get ready to get up out of here. Oh, God damn. Oh, this has been a very interesting night here. I got to go. Selena, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Good show and good night.
Okay, that's what's up. Liquor Store, any last words?
Yeah, it's been fun. Shit, you know I'll be back tomorrow night.
Okay, that's what's up. Molly Ma, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, great show. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's up. Father Time, what's up with you, Mike?
I don't believe none of that shit. Oh, by the way, I did tell you Jackson was going to kill Jimmer. I did say that months ago.
Yeah, and I got to holler at you about it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. All right, so, hey, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody logged in via internet. And my man who killed himself and all that shit.
I bet the neighbors know my name. Where you screaming, scratching, yelling. Bet the neighbors know my name. They be stressing while we texting. Bet the neighbors know my name. My name, my name.
I
bet.
I know it's fucked up, so what?